Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having one of my favorite people on the planet back on the show. Steve Forbes is with us right now, folks. Steve has been a good friend to me. He's a good friend to you, whether you know it or not. There's nobody believes more in your right and your influence as a small business owner, as an entrepreneur. Nobody believes in protecting that right and that ability for you to do that more than Steve Forbes. As you know, he's the president, CEO of Forbes, and he's also editor-in-chief of the Forbes magazine. He's the author of many books, including the new one, which he co-authored with Elizabeth Ames, How Capitalism Will Save Us. And you see him on television all the time. And folks, when you see him on television, you see how he behaves. He's exactly that way in person. Steve Forbes, welcome back to the show.
Good to be with you, Jim. Thank you.
It's good to have you back, as always. Steve, would you mind giving us your perspective on where you think the U.S. economy is right now? How is it going? Where do you think we're going? What's your overall perspective?
Well, the economy is growing again, probably this year in the range of 3, perhaps even 4, or a little above 4%. And that, Jim, is the bounce back from the severe fall that we took in late 2008 and early 2009.
Right.
As you know, inventories were severely slashed, so just stopping the slash will give a boost to the GDP.
So it's a pent-up demand bounce kind of thing?
It is. For example, automobiles, we are down to about 9 million, 8 million. Replacement level is 12 million a year, so you're getting some bounce back there. And businesses have to do some investing. And so you see that starting to happen. But the real question is not that we won't create jobs this year or get some growth. The question is, how sustainable is it?
Exactly.
Is it be like the 1970s, where you'd get periods of growth, then you'd hit the wall again? Or will it be like the 80s and 90s, where except for two recessions, we had over 20 years of a fantastic boom in this country and indeed around the world?
Well, Steve, one of the things that I'm seeing out there is even people who are doing some business are uneasy about that business. And it's starting to make me feel, I was in the marketplace as you were, Steve, in the Jimmy Carter malaise period. And I wonder if we are, and I'm not trying to be negative here, but I wonder if we're, I don't hear President Obama appealing to our better angels, as Abraham Lincoln said. I don't hear him. I'm not saying he's giving us the malaise speech, but I don't hear him saying the things that appeal to what makes America great. This, our optimism, our vision, our leadership, our entrepreneurship, and I just feel that the people I know who are doing business are still uneasy about the business they're getting, and they don't feel like it's, as you said, they're concerned about the sustainability of it. What do you think?
Well, I think the president often does come off as a scold rather than a Reagan-esque inspirer. And I think, though it's just, it goes beyond the feeling about his style, it gets to the state of the dollar. People know instinctively a weak dollar is bad, weak dollar, weak recovery. We all know we're being hit with higher taxes, starting with this crazy health care bill. The tax cuts of 2003 expire at the end of the year.
Right.
So you could see in the future of capital gains going from 15% down the federal level to 24%. Dividends for individuals, 15% to as high as 43%. We have all of these levies coming on. That creates uncertainty. And then the binge spending. States are in crisis. Is Washington going to be bailing out Illinois, California, and others? People know these pension plans are just out of control. They just were not properly reserved for and are not sustainable. So, yes, there's plenty of uncertainty out there, and that's why, again, we're going to get some growth. But we should be doing twice as well as we are today, given the magnitude of the fall.
It seems to me that we should be, and we should be, by now, we should be a little more optimistic about the growth that we have. The stock market, Steve, has been trending up quite a bit over the last year or so. But I'm concerned, and oftentimes the stock market is seen as a leading indicator for future economic conditions. But I'm not. I'm wondering if that's true today. I'm concerned the stock market gains of the past year are more like irrational exuberance based on what I'm seeing in the economy. What do you think?
Well, we have to remember, even though the market's done very well in the past year, it is still about 20% lower than it was 2.5 years ago.
Right.
And the reason the market got so low early last year, and we chatted about it, was this crazy regulatory thing called mark-to-market.
Right.
Which was destroying the banks and insurance companies.
We did talk about that a year ago. Steve, hold on to that thought. I'm going to let you finish your answer after these messages. 20 till right after this break. We'll be right back with Steve Forbes. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.